And they got one they call Hedger, took the ass away from Hedger sidewalk.
How is that thing powered? Is it
Is it electric?
It's electric. I see.
They also got clippers that were run by the treasury. Clippers.
Is that just to trim the grass?
No, trim trees and things, bushes.
Oh, I see. Is that, are those the things with the long handles that kind of cross each other?
Yeah, and it's this way. Well, just like scissors.
I see. Just look like a big pair of scissors.
Uh-huh. My little old son come over here, trim my trees for her back.
Mm-hmm.
He has in his dad's trees too. His grandson does too.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people use these things? They're about, oh, I guess they're about that long. You got a wooden handle and kind of a metal scoop that you can dig up with.
I call it a shovel.
Little shovel. Or have you ever seen one about that size? I think it's got a wooden handle too, but it's got, oh, about three prongs on it, you know?
Yes, I guess you call it a rake, a little rake.
A
little
what?
A little
rake. I
see. And they got one deal about this long, wooden handle on it, and it's a little bent back kind. You can use that for paint.
Oh, kind of a roller thing?
Mm-hmm.
On it? Just spread the paint on?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using a brush?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, what about the thing that you use to sweep up the leaves in your yard?
Well, leaf rake.
Would that be the same thing as what you might
just
use?
Just call it rake.
Do you ever use something like that in your garden?
You use rake, but not like that.
What's the difference?
Because the rake would be hard to be stiffer. So I have a limber, you know. You would rake leaves off your grass, it would dig up your grass like a garden rake.
Mm-hmm.
See, garden rake will rake up your grass, but it's and if that won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if a good sized tree blew down in the neighborhood, what might you use to cut that thing up if you didn't want to use an axe?
Use a saw.
What kind of saw would that be?
What saw? Well, they got one round blade, one that's long blade.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady down here in Corner House. I struck her tree, but then think about it, and it don't look like hurt it, did he?
Is that right?
Kind of tree. Everybody think it's going to die, but it hadn't died so far.
Yeah.
I said, it don't have to die because I didn't strike it. Because while I was working, I worked in laundry over in Jennings. And I struck it one of those cottonwood trees. They had a cotton ball about like that one.
Mm-hmm.
You struck it and they kill it.
Hmm. I see. That saw that you were talking about, is that the kind that you can pull to start it, you know, and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything besides just a saw?
That's all. We used to have hand saw. I used to have one with it, you know, just push it back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call those things chainsaws?
Well, maybe they got chainsaws. Most people use that and they cut most trees down in the woods, you know.
When they have a lot of it?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, what about this thing that you would use to beat nails with if you had to put something together?
Hammer?
I wanted to ask you, you mentioned wagon a minute ago. Do you have any idea what people call that long wooden piece that runs between the two horses?
Tongue?
The tongue. Or, say, talking about a buggy, you know, the things that you would have to back the horse between,
mm-hmm.
the two long things. You happen to remember what those are called?
I think you call them the same thing.
Tongue?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure not, but I think they call it.
Have you ever heard them called shavs?
I guess that's what they call them, shavs.
Buggy shavs?
I think so.